I'm going live because we need to we got Dalton Good here. What's going on with the neck, with the collar?
I don't fucking know. I'm trying to fix it.
What happened? How did that happen? How was that possible?
Parth must have borrowed this.
Bro's one of those type of guys that puts his shirt on by like the neck and like.
Are you chewing on it?
No, I never chew on anything.
Okay, so you're not chewing on it. That's a good start. How are you hanging up these shirts when you are done? Do you hang them at all, or do you just fold them?
Yeah. I got like dozens of hangers. So
you're hanging that shirt. Are you hanging it dry, or are you drying it in the dry in the washer and dryer?
Actually, I don't dry this just because like the fabric paint like lasts longer, but.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. So anyway, welcome everybody back to another edition of Chairgate. And I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the Snake Pit here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joined by my two friends. See how I just do that? I don't even think when I do it now. So anyway, Dakota's not here because he's just not dedicated to the show like I am, you know?
What a dick.
No, I'm just kidding. Boy. I was out like 2 weeks ago, and then we took off last week. I haven't been here in a minute. So I'm glad to be back, but instead of Dakota, we have two of the best friends of the show. Y'all have been coming around on this show for a while now. We got the infamous Dalton Good and the Coop Daddy, LTC Boys. What up?
What's good, baby? It's Coop Daddy.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's go.
What's up? It's Chairgate and coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Welcome.
Hey.
I'm making sure that we're running live everywhere because earlier StreamYard said they were having issues. So now I got to make sure.
I know I got logged out of LTCs. I don't know what happened there. So
did you? Okay.
Keeps,
see,
yeah, it keeps disconnecting my camera and mic too. Like it doesn't have access to my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very strange. All right. I think we're live everywhere. So that's a good start.
Quick.
What's up, boys? Thanks for coming on the show. What up?
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad to have y'all back on. Dakota couldn't make it because I don't know. He gave me some bullshit excuse. I don't know. Who cares? He's probably lying. He's just trying to get out of this hard work that we do here at the serious podcast of Chairgating. So I have my two goofy friends filling in. What up, boys?
Hey.
What's up? What's the vibe? What have you been doing today, sir? Does anybody ask you questions? Do your guests ask you questions? Is this
no. Hello? No. No, nobody ever asked me questions. What have I been doing today? I've been working. Okay. I worked on the yard. I put some fertilizer out there. Ooh. I changed a piece in the Denali that needed changing. Okay. So now my check engine light's off. Thanks to Andy for that, by the way. I was FaceTiming Andy. He was helping me. It's good to have a mechanic friend, by the way. Just so everybody knows, it's good to have a cop friend. It's good to have a doctor friend. It's good to have a lawyer friend. And it's really good to have a mechanic friend because of all of those, the mechanic's probably going to rip you off the most. So it's good to have all those friends. So thank you, Andy. Shout outs for being that.
Speaking of Andy, bro's a mechanic, but bro has the prettiest house I've seen. I don't think Andy's just a mechanic. I think he's got, I swear, dude.
I'm with you on that one, actually. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, growing up, my parents were always like, you got to go to college, you know, to live a good life. I'm over here FaceTiming Andy, and he is just chilling on the sickest fucking backyard patio in a house that he built on a property that he owns with a pond in the backyard, two dogs.
And the bus and the cars.
Just gorgeous setup. And I'm just like, what the hell, man? I went to college.
We're in debt here, okay?
Like, yeah, right? I'm like, what an idiot, dude. Yeah, it's a scam.
Pretty little city.
Yeah, oh, dude. Shit. It's ripped from Yellowstone. That's right. I don't like to talk about it. Some people like asking when they meet me. I've had to change my look because I got asked so much. But yes, the creator of Yellowstone did come to me in 2017, and I did give him the permission to use my likeness for RIP, obviously. So I've had to change my look and shave my beard to try to get away from that. But if you want autographs, I will be at Talladega with – Y'all both? Okay. Dalton, yep. You are coming?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. I thought in the group chat you were talking about like you were busy with work or something.
No, I just can't come to like late Friday night. I'm probably not going to get there till like 9.
Oh, well, hell, you missed half the weekend.
Well,
I'm like Dakota now.
I'm just kidding. That's what
it is. Yeah, you sound a lot like Dakota.
I was like, Dakota's such an asshole, man.
He is an asshole.
He's such, when it comes to Talladega, he is an asshole. Like, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, that'll fuck it down. Yeah.
You got to prepare yourself for Talladega, Dakota. When he gets there, it all goes away. But leading up to, he's kind of like a single dad that has full custody of 3 kids the night before Christmas. Like, that's his
life. It's not 3 kids, it's 40 kids, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. There's like 40 of us going, what up, Cohen? Good to see you, dude. What's up,
dog?
Hey.
Cohen's one of my local homies. He lives out here in South Carolina. So we got Talladega coming up. Obviously, we're going to be talking about that a lot, especially in the next episode next week, because that's going to be – we're going to be doing it from there, actually.
Are you really?
Hey.
Shit, I'm thinking about it, yeah. Because we'll be – I'm pretty sure. I guess we could do one here before we head out, but we're going out there Thursday morning. So
are you
going
to want to, though? I mean, after Texas, you're going to be like, yay.
No, the point is, maybe we'll just do like a live stream from the campground and be like, yo, we're getting set up out here. Like, what up? And just talk about Talladega. Yeah, Jim has Starlink. So we're going to have, I don't know if it's for everybody, so calm down. But I was like, hey, as long as Chairgating can use it just for like our live streams, I don't need it for like my phone. But we will at least be able to like live stream shit for the podcast. And then LTC is also going to be, you know, live streaming shit. And obviously, they're like huge on TikTok. They'll be live streaming. So, yeah, it's going to be wild. We're going to be talking a lot about that up. But I mean, I guess we could talk about Martinsville.
Yeah.
Talladega. Hey, Mark, baby.
Hey.
You know it.
F1 Frogs.
Hey, right, I will say, been going to Martinsville for a hot minute. Never had the hot dog. Never wanted to wait in the line. This time, perfect opportunity. Dude, you walked up. You got your hot dog. You walked out. Simple, quick, and easy. The hot dog fucking bangs, bro.
Did it really?
Dude. Oh, yeah.
If you get the Martinsville
way, worth the hype?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, you get the Martinsville. You get the chili. You get the slaw. You get the onions. Yeah. Then you get the little bit of mustard. Bro, it's awesome.
That's just like cookout style, right? Like,
yeah, dude.
That's cookout style.
Yeah, well... Cookout's a little different. All right, cookout's got.
But it is cookout style. That is
cookout never misses. Cookout has.
If you go and order a hot dog at Cookout, well, I mean, Cookout sponsors this thing. Why is it not the like Cookout style hot dogs that they sell there? If I'm Cookout and I'm paying to sponsor this race, which they do, that's my number one thing. I'm like, I don't care about tickets. I don't even care about going to the race. None of that. I just want to make sure when somebody is buying a hot dog from Martinsville, they're buying a Cookout style hot dog.
Like, same with Darlington. Cool. Why does Darlington not do that?
Well, Bojangles also. They could Bojangles. Do like.
Well, do you remember the last time they changed the Martinsville hot dog?
But don't they sell Bojangles sweet tea at Darlington?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do think Bojangles is attached to them like that way.
That's probably the only track too. I don't think there's another, is there?
I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping, but for some reason, I've had a Bojangles sweet tea there.
Well, I was gonna say too, like Martinsville switched to
dogs at Martinsville. That's what it sounds like, dude. That's what it sounds like.
Well, remember when they switched to Nathan's like a couple years ago, and everybody fucking hated it, and they had to move it back.
What was it previously, or what is it now? What did they move back to?
Like it's the original. I don't know what it is.
Good or bad?
it's good. I mean, like
it's a pink wiener. Like it's not. That shit's dyed. That's a very dark colored wiener.
It's magenta.
Okay, so do you like it though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's cheap. They kept it at $2.
$2.
$2.
I had 6 of them.
Wait, what? No.
I did. All right. I had two before the race, and then I went and bought just 4 at one time, like during the last 100 laps.
I think, dude, Vince had 6 too. I had 2. That was enough. I didn't need no more.
All right. So explain to me one more time what goes on this hot dog. I just want to make sure it is the cookout style. And also, I want you, to talk for a little bit so I can post something.
You get it plain, just regular hot dog, or you could get the Martinsville style. You get slaw, chili, onion, mustard.
So that's cookout style, right?
I'm almost positive it's cookout style, yeah. I think cookout style might have ketchup on it, though.
No, it does not. It has, okay. I think, if I'm not mistaken, cookout style is onions, slaw, chili, mustard, right?
I'm pretty damn sure.
I think that's it.
I'm pretty damn sure. I'm a fan. I like slaw on my dog. I like sauerkraut on my dog, too.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, I like slaw on my dog for sure. So I am.
You like slaw on everything.
I do. So I think I would actually really like the Martinsville. If it's just a cookout hot dog, then I would really like it because I like cookout hot dogs.
We'll next time, and I'll mail it. Dogs.
Yeah, Southern staple. Okay. Martinsville hot dog was okay when I tried it a couple years ago. 6 is not impressive. The 15 I did back in 2013, along with the 32.
Beer. Oh, dear God.
Damn, Mark. Okay, dude. You don't got to brag about it. Jeez.
Damn, son.
All right. Show off. So, was this, Coop, this was your first experience in Martinsville?
No, I've been before.
Okay. Dalton? A
couple times.
Yeah. No, I've been before too.
Okay. So, is this a race? Is this a track that y'all like to go to, or is it just one of those that you're like, I can drive there. It's close enough.
Yeah, I live only like an hour away from Martinsville now, but as of right now, I don't really plan on.
You live real close now, don't you?
Yeah, but right now, I don't plan on ever going back until something's fixed because, like, I've been going to races for like a long ass time. I don't recall any race I've ever been to being that bad, like straight up, no action whatsoever.
I'll do Martinsville. But I do it with my dad. He's an old school fan, so he likes short tracks and stuff. And Martinsville's a lot smaller than Bristol, and it's still pretty close. So he'll usually go to this one with me. But we do the fall race. But this spring, Bailey and I were just like, let's go. Like, why not? And yeah, I'm still going to go. It's not the best racing, but it's cheap. It's close. It's different. It's old school vibes. I mean, you're not really breaking the bank to go to this one, so.
How was the crowd there?
Decent.
Act. Yeah, it was pretty good.
So yeah, it looked pretty good on TV. But I know, sorry, I think I finally got something posted. Did y'all listen to Action's Detrimental?
Yes.
Bits and pieces. I haven't listened to it fully yet.
Yeah. And I liked what Denny was talking about, how he was like, I don't want to lose dates here. I know the racing sucks, but like, it's a good track and people really like it and people show up for this one. It's a good community out there. So yeah, I think Denny had a lot of good things to say on that podcast. Dalton, what do you think?
Yeah, Denny was like 100% spot on, just like always. Just like I said, like I think he exposed NASCAR once again, you know, talking about how Joey Logano, this is what really bothers me the most. Joey pitted at the end of the first stage and took only 2 tires just to get track position. Right. So he led the – what the fuck?
What the hell?
Did y'all see that?
Yeah, what was what the that?
Fuck did you just
do? Did you do that too?
I didn't do shit.
Do a peace sign.
What the fuck?
The peace sign, dude. Do thumbs up.
What the hell?
Because you're on an iPhone.
I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah, you're on an iPhone.
Holy shit.
This is the top quality stuff people get when they choose to spend their time, their valuable time.
What happens if I do this?
The reputable.
Keep the stone comes out.
Reputable podcast.
Put it away. Put it away. NASCAR.
Welcome to Chair Gaten.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so that's cool. He definitely went off on him. I think he could have went a little harder, honestly. I think people are like, ooh, he burned him. I don't know. I don't think he went that hard because, as you said, Dalton, you think this is the worst race you've ever been to?
Yeah. And also, another thing I was going to mention before the balloons popped up out of fucking nowhere. So you had Joey Logano on, I think he went over 170 laps on really worn out left side tires. And he still held onto the lead. And then you had Denny Hamlin trying to lap Austin Dillon, who had no power steering, and he couldn't even get to his bumper.
Right.
But really at this point, Denny's just like everybody that's talking about how bad the short track package is. It's like a broken record at this point. You know, they keep on saying it over and over and over again, and we continue not to do anything about it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And funny
you mentioned that. We have a great buddy, David Poole, that actually started a petition for us to fix the short track package.
That's right.
So I don't know if can I here. I'm going to drop it in the YouTube.
So that was anybody wants
to click this link.
Comment. You guys can go sign it. Also, drop it in Twitter if you can underneath the like in the tweet where it's live.
Yeah, it's going to take you like 2 minutes. Sign it. It might not do us any good. It might do us some well. Who knows? Share it. Do whatever you want.
We all think it won't do anything. We're all collectively kind of against this and think it's really stupid and a waste of all of our time. Pool, I hope you're watching. But because we're such good friends and so nice to you, we are sharing it to try to get more people to sign up.
And maybe, just maybe.
just maybe.
It might work.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I look like an asshole. Something's got to be done, right? As Dalton's mentioning, like, it's the worst race he's ever seen or been to. Can people click that if they're, like, on YouTube?
Yes, I believe so. Hang on. I don't know. I can't click it because I posted it. Maybe it's just...
That's cool. I don't know. Anyway, okay. if y'all are trying to do it, just go to Twitter. He's going
to
post it.
Go to Twitter. Yeah.
So, something's got to be done. Something has to be done. Do you think, though, it's at NASCAR's level, or do you think it's going to be like a tire issue?
They're not going to raise the horsepower, so they're going to have to do the tires.
I agree.
That's what it's going to come down to.
I don't think they will, because I don't think it's going to come down to a tire issue. It comes down to a power issue.
I mean, it should come down to a power issue, but I'm with Dalton. Why do you think – what gives you any thought that NASCAR is going to be like, you know what, y'all were right the whole time. We were wrong from the beginning. For like the last, I don't know, 15 years? How long has it been since we've been saying this? Like,
hey, look, I don't know. If baseball can go on strikes, if the fucking NHL can go on strikes, if anybody can go on a strike, if anyone's going to do it, fucking NASCAR, set your foot down.
NASCAR won't one big do it. Team. That's the last one that will do it, dude.
NASCAR's get one big so, team.
Like, anti-strike, anti-union, anti...
But if Denny does it and 2311's like, fuck y'all. We're going to park it.
I don't think it'll happen. Dalton, what do you think?
Denny's like...
I have a wild conspiracy about this whole thing. I mentioned this in the group chat a long time ago. I don't know if y'all remember it, but...
I keep up in the group chat like 50-50, so probably not.
Yeah, but okay, so I mentioned this like right after the Bristol race, and because... It was after Phoenix, and of course, Phoenix was just as bad this year. And
wait, just as bad as Martinsville?
Well, I would probably say
Phoenix was not as bad as Martinsville, dude. Phoenix wasn't good, but it's not as bad as Martinsville.
I feel like it was kind of the same, but okay. Anyway, the whole talk that whole week was we need more horsepower. We need more horsepower. You had Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson both coming out saying. We could have 1,000 horsepower by this weekend if NASCAR just makes the phone call. And everybody was talking about that all week. And then you get to Bristol, and then all of a sudden the tires are just blowing out of nowhere. Everybody has to learn how to save their tires during the whole race. And it was one of the best races of the season.
Right.
I feel like they messed the tires so that we could drop the horsepower argument because you know that NASCAR doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Absolutely. So, wait. So, your conspiracy is what now?
Like I think so. Hamlin
that they, on his podcast, they gave them like different tires on purpose. Is that what you're?
So Hamlin was talking about on his podcast after the Bristol race that he thinks that they messed with the tires because it was the same tire that they ran for the Bristol night race last year, and there were no tire wear whatsoever for the Bristol night race last season. So, and then they brought it back for the Bristol spring race, and then. Everybody's blowing them like every 30 laps. He thinks that they mixed it with something. I can't remember what it was, but he said that they messed with the tires like during that weekend. And I feel like they did that just so they could drop like the horsepower talk because like they want to go to the tire wear route instead.
Yeah, maybe. But was it completely the tires, or did it have anything to do with the track surface not having PJ1?
It was definitely a combination of a lot of things. But
because
like,
I think that had a lot to do with it also, because I think that had a big part to do with it because of how the track looked at the end of the race. It didn't look like anybody had driven on it all day. So, I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with tires, but at the same time, I was kind of like, I was thinking it was more to do with the surface not using PJ1 because they weren't laying any rubber down.
No, but like, what doesn't make sense is that everybody's talking about, oh, well, it was the track temperature. Well, the night race last year and basically the Bristol Spring race this year were basically the same track temperature. So something just doesn't add up to me. I don't know.
Temp and tires, cool track, don't take rubber. Yeah, but it had more to do with not laying PJ1 this time. I'm pretty sure that's...
Which is like a hit and miss. It's like, what do you guys want? Do you want the resin on the bottom side, or you want the PJ1?
Yeah.
Where track is way... Like,
because I don't think the temperature was that... Y'all were there. Well, how was the temperature?
Like, room temperature?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm like, I don't 70? Think the temperature... I think they're overselling that. I don't know. I see what you're saying, though, Dalton. I do see what you're saying. I think maybe it's a combination of the two. Like, they were messing with the tires, and they're messing with what they're going to lay down for track stick. And look, if that's the case, at least they're doing something, because the Bristol was better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. We should just get more horsepower. That would solve the problem.
I'm with horsepower too. Yeah.
But I'm also with you. I'm more realistic. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, we gotta be more realistic. And if it does happen, there's another conspiracy. If it does happen,
ooh,
I think they're going to say, you're right, we do need more horsepower, NASCAR fans. We're going to give you exactly what you want. Here is the new manufacturer coming into the sport. It's Honda. And we're going to be testing hybrid engines. And with the hybrid, we're going to get a little bit more horsepower. What would you say to that?
Yes.
Okay. See, I think if we are going to get more horsepower, if we're going to be realistic here, it's going to be coming with some hybrid components. That's just my
thought. Fine. That's okay. Fine. If it's hybrid, like it is with the fucking, I don't know. The
how do you,
TTE
okay,
class
so,
or whatever they, I yeah. don't know. I'm a fucking stock car guy. I don't care about the other shit, but whatever the Cadillac is, I like the Cadillac. It goes down pit lane. It's quiet. It's nice. It starts up. It goes out. It's quiet. And then it fucking rips, dude. Like, beautiful. We're not taking sound away. The cars sound great. They're still, it's a hybrid. That's fine.
I don't mind. Okay. Interesting. How do you feel about the hybrid engine if it affects, so like when you brake harder, right, you're getting more battery to have the engine last longer rather than having to make fuel pit stops more often. So mm-hmm. this will entirely change pit strategies going forward.
Oh, for sure.
Is that, what do you think of that? Do you like that? I mean, it does add another component of like how much you're going to be braking versus how much you want to save for later on down the road. I mean, what do you think?
It's kind of the same when you're doing your whole fuel consumption. I mean, if we're just going to pack race and run in two lanes and kind of just sit and cruise, we're kind of in the same wall right now. So it's 50-50. What do you want here? You know,
yeah.
So I'm cool with it. Sure. I don't mind it. It'll change the racing a little bit. The pit stops are going to be different, but the same when we went from 5 lug to 1 lug, the pit stops got 2 seconds shorter.
Yeah, another great point. More horsepower will not change the fact that you have 5-speed transmission. You have to shift old four, not
so take away shifting.
Not need to shift. So that's, I mean, that's what they talked about a lot. Also, I know during the race, even they were talking about that a lot. Of like, man, I wish these drivers didn't have to shift. That's a good point. That's a good point. I do think that really negatively affects the racing there.
That's what Poole and I were talking about yesterday on the show. We were talking about, you know, who shifts and who doesn't really. I mean, one that comes to mind, Denny always tries to shift. Briscoe's a shifter. Reddick's a shifter. A lot of the guys will kind of just ride it out, though. So when you're at these short tracks, it's, once again, hit and miss. I mean, if you take it away, what, 3-4 guys have to adapt and they can't shift much anymore? So...
Yeah, true. Dalton, what do you think about if we get more horsepower, it has to come with a hybrid engine? Would you rather just leave the horsepower as is and not go hybrid, or do you accept the future, accept your fate?
I mean, it's going to happen eventually anyway at some point. I don't know when, but if it does mean horsepower, then hell, give it to me. Okay. I mean, you got to do something better than this, because this is just flat out unacceptable.
Yeah. I do see this for NASCAR as an opportunity to finally start trying to at least implement some sort of system like hybrid, because I, from what I understand, they've been interested in it for a while. But I think this, the rumors about Honda make me think even more so they'll be going hybrid. I don't know. We'll see. But this does seem like a good PR opportunity for NASCAR to go, oh, yeah, we will give you what you want. Y'all asked for this, you know.
And the, are we going to have to wait NASCAR move fucking season for it? Or are we just going to stop and say, like, all right, here, we'll give you your horsepower this year. Enjoy it. Next year, we're going to be testing out hybrid. I'd take it, bro. I'm fine with it.
I'm not. I honestly, I don't want to go hybrid. I don't want to go hybrid.
Really? Why?
I don't either, but.
Why?
Why can't I just have my NASCAR? Why can't I just have stock cars as I like to watch them? Why can't I just have my combustion engine without all the electronics? Like when I go to a sprint car race on dirt and they're just ripping around on those 410s, like.
Yeah, bro.
That's badass. I just want like a badass engine. I don't know, man. I think this whole idea of like, it's going to happen eventually. It's like, well, only if we allow it. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just other hybrid like racing options out there. And I like the fact that we aren't one. Hybrid F1, I quit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. I'm not saying, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm going to like quit watching if they implement some hybrid components, obviously, you know, but I'm going to kind of be against every single move towards that direction.
I don't know what that entails either. Are we going to stick with the same body style? Are we going to move to a brand new car? I mean,
we got this new body style. I doubt they want to mess with it much, but I mean, this is all just hypothetical. This is all going off Dalton's crazy conspiracy theories about tires.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I would rather them just fix the tires. If it was, maybe I'm crazy for saying this. It sounds like I am. I don't think either of y'all agree with me, but if they were like, hey, we're going to give you a little more horsepower and it's going to be a hybrid engine now, which also changes pit strategy, or we leave it as is, but we're going to get you better tires for specifically for short track racing. I think I would just take the tires and be like, because honestly, these cars are kick ass. Like, let's not forget about Atlanta this year. Let's not forget about, you know, Vegas was good. Daytona was good.
Kansas,
obviously Bristol, because of the tires. But we've had really good races with these cars. Intermediate tracks, which take up a majority of the schedule, have been kick ass, and I love that.
I just hate me flip flops. Like with the Gen 6. The mile and a halfs were the ones that sucked, and the short tracks and the road courses were the best race of the season. Now this year with the Gen 7, it's the other way around.
Fact, Coop, bro. I'm big Fiat guy. Big Fiat guy.
Yeah, I love Fords. That's a King of the Hill joke, just if anybody's out there that ever gets that. Nobody ever gets that joke. Okay, so Dalton, what were you saying? You were for the hybrid then?
I mean, I don't... Like, I'm not really for it, but
I feel like y'all are so eager for change that you don't sometimes stop and go, what does this mean for the future? Because I think when we open this door to hybrids and it's going to become electric. Y'all know that, right? We're just going down this rabbit hole,
but
it's going to be electric racing. And then I'll be at the dirt track with all the other rednecks that were like, dude, I just want to hear some fast cars rip by me with a big engine. And that's where you'll find me. And that's where Chairgate will be. That's where we'll die.
I don't know.
Because of this rainbow man.
Rainbow thong. Get it right.
Mark is just going off on Coop, dude. I was hoping to go to Wasabi. I'm apparently not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. Obviously, we're talking more horsepower, or we're talking, you know, tire change. Maybe both. I don't know. Something's got to be done, though, because it is a good market. It's a good track. I really want to go to a race there. I mean, how was it in person?
Oh, the track, the area, everything's great about the track. Like, I've got no complaints with it. It's just the more I keep going, I'm like, damn, this race is fucking boring. Like, it's kind of counting down the clock. Now I'm like, all right. Like, I got 15 laps in this time, and I looked over at Dalton, and I was like, this fucking sucks. This is bad. We're just 15 laps in.
Yeah.
So I didn't enjoy a second of it, to be honest with you.
Well, no, I didn't either.
The one silver lining for the both of you is you didn't have to watch it on Fox.
Oh, how bad was it on TV?
I couldn't imagine.
I mean, just you saw how boring the race was. Now imagine like Clint trying to like make it interesting.
And imagine Mike Joy talking about his car and then Kevin
exactly.
Like, trying just, to fucking speak.
Yeah. It is. I like when Harvick roasts Clint. That's always fun to me.
Yeah, bro.
I was never a Harvick. I was a Harvick hater. Pretty loud Harvick hater. But in the booth, he's pretty funny when he just rips on Clint. And Clint just like can't really do anything about it because he's just like, yeah, I mean, it's Harvick. Like, it's Clint Bowyer and then it's Kevin Harvick. So,
yeah.
I will go to the electric Talladega because those batteries will have a hell of fire when they wreck. Oh shit. Yeah, that's a good point, dude. How do those batteries like what happens? Especially at NASCAR where there's a lot of beating and banging, cars going into walls, going upside down a lot more than F1 or any of those other types of racing. So,
you know, I was talking to Bailey the other day and I was like, "You know, I kind of miss the Gen 6. I kind of miss where cars used to like touch each other and the fucking car would just the tire would explode." I kind of miss that. It was kind of funny.
I don't miss that. That
it angered me, but it was kind of funny.
That got so annoying. I like these cars. That's the thing. I don't really like. It's just so up and down. You know, yeah. we watch a race like Atlanta, and I'm like, dude, that was maybe the best race I've ever seen in person. That was incredible. Like I got to watch three wide finish at the line. I got to watch them run four wide for like a whole lap. And these cars sound badass. They look badass. We've had incredible racing. And then this happens. And then we're just kind of like, what can we change? What can we fix?
LOL.
So that's what I mean. Is like, maybe let's not overreact. Like, it's just a short track issue right now. Let's get rid of these road courses. We don't need them. We never needed them. Get them off the schedule. That's my opinion. I'm cool with two road course races a year. Don't need any more.
Sonoma, Glenn.
Yeah, I'll go three just to keep Coda.
Coda, yeah.
I'll give them Coda. So those three. I know, but they want the Austin market, and they took away one of the Texas races, and Texas sucked anyway. I'll give them Coda. Like, I'm cool with giving up Coda. Those three, just those three road courses, that's it. That's all I need. And then, yeah, let's just fix short track racing. And that's it. And then we are like rolling, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Golden.
Yeah. We just got a couple little issues to fix, but we got so much good stuff happening right now. And we're going to Texas. Let's go, Josh. Barry.
Go fucking Barry.
Chicago street race should be 43, 1989, Crown Vics only. 33 inch rims. We got Mark in the comments, guns. Baby.
And guns.
Yeah, we're going to Texas, and as Dalton mentioned before, Dalton, what were you saying about Texas?
I was actually kind of excited. Yeah, like I was actually more excited than I was for Martinsville, which again says a lot.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I think it says a lot more about how bad Martinsville's gotten because I don't see why we would be excited for Texas.
Like, I mean, Texas hasn't been terrible with the Gen 7.
Like what? What was a good race?
I think last year's fall race.
The one William Byron won?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
No.
That race sucked, dude. What are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't like it?
No one liked it.
And you said, what the fuck? And you said Phoenix this year was bad, bro. What?
Yeah, man. You're
no,
you're tripping.
It wasn't bad. I just said it wasn't bad.
I don't know. I disagree. I respectfully disagree. Okay. I think it was bad. I think we haven't had a good Texas race in a very long time. And I don't really have anything to look forward to. And like I said, I'm not trying to be super negative.
I was just kidding. Kyle wrecked out at like halfway through stage one. So yeah,
yeah. Yes, he did. there's nothing to be excited about for Texas, but you're right. I think I am a little bit more excited for Texas than I was for Martinsville, just because I knew after Richmond what we were going to get with Martinsville. After Bristol, I was like, okay, I got a little bit of hope for Richmond, right? Like, maybe they're going to do something. And it was a dud. And then I was like, shit, Martinsville is really going to suck. I think the only reason we're a little bit more excited for Texas is because it's just 1 week closer to Dago.
I'm ready to get this over with and go straight to Dago, baby.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I think everybody's just excited for Dago. I don't think there's anything to be excited about for Texas.
I'm already packing, so.
You're already packing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. No, I got my brother's wedding this weekend. I'm still focused on that. But I am excited. And then, you know, like in May, we have a good stretch. Kansas, Darlington, North Wilkesboro, Charlotte. What are you doing? Are you trying to do the balloons?
Yeah.
I have children. I have children on my show. Yeah. Dalton, what's up with your bacon neck t-shirt?
Honestly, dude, I'm trying to figure this out, too.
Pittman. You would already have heard the discussion, man.
It's pissing me off, honestly. I don't know what's wrong with this.
All right, so let's discuss it. We didn't get down to the bottom of it. We started this episode talking about your caller. How did that happen? Don't just admit that you were chewing on your shirt.
I wasn't chewing on it. I don't chew my shirt. It's fucking gross.
How did you get the collar looking like that?
I don't fucking know. That's what we need to find out.
I don't believe you. Coop, what do you think?
I'm telling you. Guy puts the shirt on, he's stretching the neck out. It's
interesting. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying like he puts the shirt on, and then with his hands, he's stretching the neck.
Or he goes to take it off, and he's grabbing it here.
Okay.
And he's pulling. Okay.
Dalton, watch.
That might be why.
Or he puts his hands through the shirt neck and slips it on.
When you're going to put on or take off, do like shoulders or something. Don't pull neck.
Gotcha.
Okay, there we go. We got to the bottom.
Dalton, I need you to take the shirt off now. I need you to back up from the camera. I need you to put the shirt back on.
Y'all didn't post in the chat. Oh yeah, that's right. Pittman, please post in the chat for us. Dakota always does that, and he's not here. Like I said, it's throwing me off, man. I'm like,
I did post in the chat. What the fuck?
Yeah, he did. Well,
thank you, Coop.
Pittman, come to Dago, you bitch.
Posted a picture, bro.
Did you post the link or just a picture?
Just a picture.
That's probably what. Yeah, our friends are really dumb. You really have to lay it out there for.
I forgot we're in a fucking chat with old men. Nice. You're not an old man.
I'm Pittman's age, so.
I beg you. You could pass for about in your 20s. Pittman passes for about 40, 50.
Pittman passed for 45 when he was like probably 18.
Dude, yeah.
You know, he just has that like vibe about him of just like a grown man.
And you're kind of like the wild guy. And then you get to meet you and you're like, oh, you're a dad. It's like, oh, shit. I would take you like.
Yeah, it's just like I'm crazy a little bit. And that still is there. But now I'm like.
And then you're like, nah, man, fuck off.
I grew up. I have a kid now, you know. But
I do my thing.
Yeah, the mentally insane person is still there. Yeah, we got Texas coming up. What do y'all think? Got any juicy picks? Any juicy ideas about Texas?
RCR 1-2, Austin Dillon win. Watch.
Dalton, you got the prayer?
Yep, I took care of you.
Dalton,
let's hope it works.
Dalton has blessed. That's all I'll say.
Hey, I'm still an avid 80 guy.
Through Dalton. Dalton is the tool of blessing. And we will see if our blessings are repaid for RCR.
Only one way to find out.
Yep. We love you.
Yep. Love you too.
Dalton is RCR. That's what made me join was the picture. I didn't get the link. I told you, dude. It's it's dumb people. Yep. See, there you go.
Shut up, old man.
Yo, Pivot, come to Dega, bitch.
He is coming to Dega, isn't he?
No.
No.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. What up? What up, boy?
Hey.
There they are. Jesus Christ.
And I'll take Danica. I bet you would, Mark. I bet you would.
Oh, shout out Danica. She needs a fucking a gag in her mouth or something.
Jesus. God.
Something to shut up.
See? Didn't see the link. I told you. I know these people. I'm one of
David Cooper.
Now look. Them. Here's what this means, Matt. All right. Mm-hmm. Now you got to get these people to start turning the bell icon for the notifications. So that way, when you go live, they see it. So what this means is your friends aren't your true friends. If they were, their notifications would be on for your show.
I don't even have the bell notifications on for myself, so I don't expect.
What the fuck?
I don't expect anyone else to. I don't have it on for anything. So. Yeah, no, like that's why this podcast just it's just chair gating, you know? Like we're not doing anything crazy. It's just us. We're just dads, grown men talking about racing, drinking beers, getting away for like an hour of the week.
I'm actually sober. I don't drink anymore.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I feel like I don't believe you. I feel like you're fucking
that's a hardcore.
He drank some Bush at Martin's
but I didn't want to be rude and be like, shut up, pussy. And you're like, oh, no, actually, like, my dad just died from alcohol and, like, I'm a real addict. So I didn't want that to happen live on air.
I appreciate that. That was very sincere.
I was trying to be better. oh, my God. Mark, oh, shit, Mark. I got to stop putting your comments up.
God.
Damn. I don't think Dalton knows what that is.
I'm afraid to look it up. Oh, there's Dan. Better late than never.
I don't know what Dickie Doo is, bro. Look it up.
I'll do it after the show.
Dalton, show off the stash. Zoom in all the way. I still can't see it. You're gonna have to come in closer. Still can't see it. Is there hair there? Looking good, brother.
Bro, you got a booger in your nose.
Dude, you got white ass teeth too. What is going on?
Well, my mom was a dental assistant, so.
Okay. Yeah, you got, like, very good-looking teeth. Good for you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. You'll appreciate that later on down the road. That's what old people will always tell you. His belly sticks out. Okay, I'm going to start reading the comments before I put them up, guys. I promise. I'm just not good at reading, so it takes me a minute. And I just cracked open the next beer. Okay, this one's reasonable. Thanks, guys. Only took him 6 years to grow that. Yeah. Sorry for anybody that's like listening to this podcast, by the way, because it's just us putting up comments now and looking at Dalton's attempt at a mustache. I'm not trying to be a dick here, but this is just a brutally honest truth. My belly button has more hair than your mustache.
I can see it.
Yeah, I think my chest might have more hair.
Yeah, I'm not. This is not an insult. It is a fact.
Actually, hell, my legs had more hair than my stash. So,
dude, I think your ass might have more hair than your stash.
You take your teeth out to get them that white. Yeah, dude, you got white ass teeth, man. Does your whole family have like super white teeth? Is that a thing?
Well, again, like I said, my mom was a dental assistant, so she made sure.
Beautiful sisters. They have great white teeth. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. God, my God.
Yeah. Good for y'all. Good for y'all. All right. Well, I don't know, man. I don't even want to talk about Texas. Do y'all?
No. Like,
what do we
not really care less?
What do you think is going to happen? You think Hendrick's going to come out there? You think Penske's going to finally get it done? I mean, they are the best team to not get it done this year. It's crazy. Every single week they're up there battling to win it.
I think it's going to take a little bit for Ford to figure everything out.
Yeah, but Penske's always right there. Like, I get that, like, Ford hasn't figured out. But Penske has consistently had guys. I mean, haven't they got, like, a top 10 every race?
I mean, Well, I know Blaney's the only one. I feel like I see only Blaney for Penske, like, doing something. Like, Logano?
Dude, Logano's been battling for wins every single race.
Cindric?
No.
Cindric's been up there.
Logano? Yes, he has, man. Logano has been in multiple positions to win races.
Well, Logano just hasn't had the finish the finishes to show for it. Like,
you just hate Logano.
I mean, yeah, I do, but like,
well, you got to be realistic here, man. He has been really good this year. And when I'm watching every single week, Logano is battling up there for the lead at some point.
Like, I feel like after Atlanta, like, I know he had fast cars at Daytona Atlanta, but then right after that, I don't think he's even had the speed.
All right. I'm pretty sure. Okay, what about in Martinsville? What do you finish?
Well, that's because he had old tires or the track decision. You couldn't fucking pass on the shit. That so
that's a good point. Whatever, man. I'm look, Logano's been good this year. You're not gonna change my mind. He has been good.
He's like 20th in points right now.
Well, that's why I said he shit has been happening, but he's been up there. He has a fast car. I think Penske is the best team right now that's not getting it quite done. But if they can figure out how to just fix something, they could go off at any point. Because as Coop mentioned also, like, Cindric's been up there too. He's been battling. Yeah. They have three talented drivers with three fast cars, and I'm just waiting on them to, like, figure it out.
Watch Harrison Burton win. Fuck. He's like, fuck y'all.
I mean, that being said, we're going back to Texas. Is this just going to be another Hendrick?
Yeah, dude, you're gonna see Byron win the race. I mean,
dude, fucking, if Byron wins again, at what point are we dealing with like a Jimmy Johnson situation where I'm like, I can't watch this motherfucker win again? Dude, it's gonna be funny. Winning too much.
He's gonna win and still not win a chip.
I mean, he's got to though. I mean, I heard, what was that stat? It was an Actions Detrimental. He said since 2002. Since the start of the 2002 season, William Byron has the most wins of any driver with 11 wins. That's crazy. That's been the best driver. Like, he's been the best driver in NASCAR for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Playing video games, building Legos, like, and here he is whooping all these guys' ass.
Yeah, he's been quietly, I guess now the third year, we are now into the third season that he has been the best, the most winningest driver. That's crazy.
That's fucking insane.
William Byron. Yeah, it's a weird thought.
I could care less, though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, are we about to watch him get his 12th win?
Fucking.
I mean, he won here last year.
I mean, Chase is due sometime, I feel. I feel like Chase is going to end up winning somehow. But
yeah, we've said that for like 2 years, though. Like, what is going on?
That is true. I hope he doesn't. I hope it just
that's
stays
the thing. Moved. At what point do we just accept that he's just like doesn't win again? That would be awesome. That would be good. Okay, do y'all want to make picks? What do y'all think? Should we do picks? I usually do them with Dakota, but do y'all remember how we do it here on this podcast?
I think you're the same that we do.
Oh, so you copied my style?
So you do underdog. Can't be in the playoffs. Can't win a race.
Oh, cool. Year. Thanks for stealing the chair gating.
I kept trying to tell Cody.
The trademark chair gating picks.
Bro, you're going to have to talk to Cody.
Okay, I see how it is.
I need you to message Mr. Powers on this one.
Hey, I tried telling Cody that he was stealing your idea.
As long as I don't care. He can take it. As long as he goes brought to you by chair gating. Who is
unfortunately he does not do that
by Rattlesnake who came up with this idea.
Well, unfortunately he does not do that.
Nobody's ever thought of the terminology underdog or lock of the week. I was the first one to think of those words ever. So I just want to make sure I'm getting credit.
Not for sure.
Ty Dillon, Texas winner. Let's go. It's gonna be a Dillon bro. It's gonna be a Dillon day, a Dillon kind of day. Dilly day, that's what we'll call it. Okay, what do you want to make some picks?
Let's do it.
Who wants to start? We'll do Snake. So whoever starts gets to pick their underdog. We'll do underdogs first, okay? We'll do underdogs, then locks. So we're going to do Snake. Who wants to start? Who wants to go last?
I feel like I'll do it.
You want to start?
Then we just go this way or this way.
Okay, so you'll start Dalton, middle, me, last. That's fair. So we'll start with underdog picks. So it'll go Cooper underdog pick, Dalton underdog pick, me, and then I'm going to go right into lock, and then Dalton lock, and then Coop lock. All right, let's do it.
All right. Underdog, that three car, AD.
Damn it. you knew that was going to be my pick.
It has to be AD, bro. Has to be.
Yeah, I know.
But Ty Gibbs is there. Ty Gibbs is like a sneaky little shit.
Oh, trust me. I've been picking him like crazy for my underdogs like every single week. Like, he's going to do it. Okay, Dalton, who you got for underdog?
Me and Cooper copycatted underdog picks yesterday on the Left Turn Cult, but I'm probably gonna switch it up this time. Shit, I want to do. Fuck.
Corey LaJoy.
No. Damn it. No, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna copycat again. Austin Dillon.
No, you gotta pick somebody else.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, you gotta pick somebody else. That's why we're doing Snake.
Oh no. Oh, I know who I'll do. Austin fucking Hill.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good pick.
He's running 33 this week.
Yeah, I love that, dude. I'm glad you picked him. I would have not even thought about that one. You know what? I'll go Ty Gibbs. I do like that pick here. I was about to say Chase Elliott, but I was like, you know what? No. I don't want to celebrate the fact that I picked him if he wins. I want to just be upset that he won. Yep. So I'm not even gonna entertain the thought of him winning. Okay. And then I got to do a lock. Who do I want for my lock? Well, I don't think he repeats, though. I don't think he is going to repeat. You know what? I'm going to go. Should I do it? I shouldn't do it. I'll go Blaney.
Oh.
I know. I said I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it. I've been talking up Penske. I gotta ride it out. Okay, Dalton, it is your lock pick, sir.
Martin Truex Jr.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Lock it down to 8.
I like that.
RCR.
Okay.
RCR. Who's more of a cult leader, RC or Mr. H?
H.
Definitely H, dude. RCR is not really a cult. RCR is more like he employs a lot of family members and stuff, but drivers have come and gone like crazy in there. You know what I mean? Like a lot of drivers that like speak out against him, and like some drivers like him, some don't. I don't think he's more. I think he's more of like a businessman, but H is definitely more like cult. Like you join the family. Like you got to drink this Kool Aid. Yeah, that's cult for sure.
Got scheming in the background. Fucking.
Okay, we'll see how Texas goes. I don't have any faith. Sorry to be a bummer, but yeah, this is just going to be a tough stretch, man.
How many times have you been to Texas?
I don't know. Like, I guess I could sit down and count, but I don't know. Off the top of my head, I truly don't know. A lot.
Now, how were tickets? Were tickets decently priced out there or what?
No, they were cheap, but also, like, shit's gotten more expensive now. And I've been gone for, like, 2.5 years. So I haven't gone to that race in, like, 3 years. So also when I was living there, it was during the kind of lull of NASCAR where you could just pick up tickets and it was half empty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, tickets were always really cheap, but I used to always go to Kansas as well. That was, how far was that drive? 12 hours, I think. Or 10. That was a 10-hour drive. So that was the second closest track to me. Yeah.
Now you until went to the Coda the first year or second year?
First year. Yeah. 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 When they finally got that, but you what?
During the rain.
When it rained. Yeah. I was with the garage guys. I got stories about that weekend. Growing up though, obviously Austin never had a track. So it was, you know, Dallas and then 10 hours to Kansas and then 12 hours to Talladega. And those were my options. And those were the three I would go to every single year. So, yep. I mean, it's much better now that I live here.
Oh, for sure. You got a whole fucking circuit.
Yeah, I didn't even tell y'all, but I was, like, I had an opportunity to go to Martinsville, but it was my daughter's birthday party. So I was like, well,
kind it of was, busy. Yeah.
I kind of busy, couldn't truck, make it. But, yeah, one of my buddies here got tickets and was like, hey, I'm going to drive up in the morning if you want to roll. I'm just going to drive up in the morning, drive back. It's only 3.5 hours. I was like, that's actually not a bad drive.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. So I was like, if it wasn't like that day, I would have definitely done it. So hopefully I can be getting up to Martinsville soon. I know the racing sucks, but like y'all said, I just want to experience the track. I haven't been there. Want to eat the hot dogs, the cookout hot dogs they have there. For some reason, they're selling cookout hot dogs.
Come here to fall. I'll let you stay at my place.
Yeah. No, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I might need to actually plan that out. So, yeah. I guess that wraps it up, man. We're looking forward to Talladega.
Fuck yeah. I'm so excited.
Wait, so y'all talk about how excited you are about Talladega while I chug this beer. Go.
Dalton.
Dude, I can't even describe the excitement I have for Talladega. Can't wait to the Boulevard on Friday night.
Oh, man.
I'm excited because I'm going the fuck home this weekend, okay? Which means I'm going to be 5 minutes from the Virginia state line, which means that your ass is getting some Four Locos from Virginia that you are going to
Talladega. No.
You're going to get absolutely shit-faced, okay?
No.
Wait, yes. Coop, you're not going
to Four Locos.
No, I'm going to Dega.
Wait, so what are you talking about?
If you go to Virginia, they sell higher ABV Four Loco up there. So I'm going to get a couple of them, bring them for Dalton, because Dalton doesn't like
them. I'm not fucking drinking them.
Dalton fucked up.
Oh, okay, that's funny. Yeah, yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea.
I'm not drinking that shit.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not.
Thank you, Papa. Dude,
you get trashed off two beers. You're going to end up drinking it. I'm telling you.
Trust me. I'm not going to bring this one.
I need you to bring that shirt.
No, that shirt's fun.
No, these are the shirts I'm bringing. Hold up.
Uh-oh. Let's see what you got.
They're going to be dumb. Exactly.
No, they're not.
All right. Great show. Bye, guys.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, right when I'm like logging off.
Hey, okay, this for Friday.
Love it. Okay. Wait, is Friday 4:20?
No, it's Saturday.
Okay. Are we wearing the same shirt Saturday?
Oh yeah. Speaking of 4:20, we're wearing this. If I can fucking find it.
Just like last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is. Here it is.
And we gotta take a picture again.
Yeah.
I still got mine. I'm bringing it.
Wait. You said you already packed, Dalton.
Ooh.
You fucking
some lied. Stuff. I said I started packing. Ooh. There's a difference.
All that means is he literally started looking through clothes and went, oh, I think I'll bring the shirt.
Actually, no. Question. Will these Yeats last or survive the Boulevard this year? Because
I don't know.
My other Yeats did not.
Yeah. I thought you gave those up, and I was a little heartbroken. Because I was like, dude, I named those the Dalton Goods. Oh, sick, dude. We're matching.
No, it's the it was the green ones.
Yeah, that's
dude, I bought,
fine.
I bought these years ago. Fuck. I think I was back in 21 when I first met you guys.
Thank you, homie. Yeah, still rocking them. Still rocking them. We did not get a sponsor this year for Talladega, but it's okay.
Damn.
We're still going to have a good time. And then we're going to blow it up, and we're going to get crazy impressions and crazy viewership. And then next year, we're going to like shop that around and be like, dude, look at what y'all missed out on.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to hire Joa to tell us how to generate these leads next year.
So that we can really capitalize. Yep.
Making the money.
Really making money.
Dude, that's the plan.
All right. I think that's going to do it. Thanks for coming in and filling in for Dakota. Really appreciated y'all coming on. Do you want to do your, I don't know, whatever. Follow at whatever.
Yeah, bro. Check us out, LTC, Left Turn Colt, and check us out on Twitter, Instagram. We have a TikTok now. Check us out on TikTok, YouTube, all the socials. We go live most of the time, Mondays at 8. We've got a special guest coming up this Monday. Check us out. And
who is it?
Break Hard.
Okay.
So I'm pretty pumped.
Hell
about
yeah. That'll be sick,
fun,
dude.
Fun guest. But yeah, hey, Coop Daddy. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know.
Dalton Riley Bush.
You know how it is. All right.
There.
Later, boys. Peace.